Google.
It's 81 degrees with a flood watch here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Tennessee is one of 21 states to place junk food restrictions on food aid. That was a major win for supporters of the Make America Healthy Again movement and other conservatives who wanted crackdowns on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. But one of the nation's leading food access advocacy groups says Tennessee's plan specifically will be tough on grocers. Bans like these are inherently complicated because what counts as junk food? That complication is why the National Advocacy Group, FRAC, or the Food Research and Action Center, says it's worried about how grocers will fare the change. It's supposed to go into effect on July 31st. They say typically the feds would send updates and guidance to retailers well in advance, but that hasn't happened. Unlike other states, Tennessee is not doing smaller scale pilots first. Instead, it's implementing the change statewide immediately. Tennessee defined processed foods for the sake of the ban as any food with a sweetener like cane sugar or corn syrup first on the ingredients list. That means there's more sugar in the product than anything else. Freck says this isn't as straightforward as it sounds. It compared two Payday candy bars, same brand, similar packaging, nearly identical nutrition. But one, a Payday chocolatey peanut caramel king-size bar, would be banned from SNAP sales. And the other, a Payday peanut caramel king-size bar, with no chocolate coating, would be allowed. In fact, any candy is still allowed, as long as sugar is not the first ingredient. FRAC is also concerned about there being so much variation from state to state. For example, our neighbors, Arkansas, Missouri, and Virginia, all implemented different SNAP restrictions. You can find more about that or any other local news at WPLN.org. You're listening to your local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.